So I was just about to say, I do. You're probably wishing you were me this morning because this is fantastic. I'm with Daryl McGinn this morning. Daryl's the operations manager of the Council on Mosquito and Pest Services. Good morning to you, Daryl.
Good morning, Patty, and good morning, Fanta.
G'day, Daryl.
Now, what's the technical name of this boat? It's just an airboat, is that all you say?
Yeah, it's an airboat. It's not a hovercraft. Some people think that it is a hovercraft, but it actually sits in the water.
And not much water of that, is it?
No, the less water the better. Just a thin film is all it needs.
Now, you sure this is really for the mosquitoes, or is it destroyed for the boys?
It certainly is an impressive craft, and we're very happy to have it, but the craft is really to allow us to get into areas where we haven't previously been able to get to mosquitoes, either conventional boats, which draw a fair bit of water, or conventional land craft.
Well, we're out here at Pinkenba this morning, Spence. We're just sort of poshing around the sort of mangrove areas and so on. A beautiful morning for a Monday. And the boat's just been out to travel fast as well, hasn't it?
Yes, almost as soon as we got it, the flood waters came up in Charleville, and we were asked to go out there and provide some assistance with the insect control. They have a bad black fly problem there after flood waters.
Okay, so this is the first boat of its kind on the eastern seaboard, is that right?
Yes, it is. There are a couple other scattered throughout the country, but this is the first one that's on the east coast, and it's the first one that's being used for mosquito control.
I reckon you could rent this out in opposition for the city cat. That's great.
Oh, we've had a lot of people knocking at our door wanting to rent the boat.
I bet you could have a cocktail party. It's a very long boat. What's the transit dimensions, Daryl?
The boat in imperial terms is 18 feet long and it's 9 foot wide.
And it's got this huge fan on the back. What does that give you that maybe a normal motorboat with an outboard can't do?
Well, rather than having a propeller in the water, which sits below the boat, this has got a large engine with an aeroplane-like propeller at the back, which creates an air blast, which pushes the boat along. So the boat doesn't actually need any water at all to drive it. And so it means that we're able to go in very thin, very shallow water, or even just on straight mud if it's slippery enough.
Is it easy to drive or to pilot?
It's quite easy to drive. It's got very simple controls. Basically, it's just a rudder and a throttle, similar to a boat.
Right.
Although it doesn't have a reverse, so it's very interesting if you're getting into tight areas.
Right.
And how fast does it go, Daryl?
In very thin, shallow water, it can go quite fast, probably 40 or 50 knots.
Oh, fantastic. Now, we've got a 300 engine on the back.
Yeah, 300 horsepower General Motors diesel engine. And that's really quite a lot of power, but if we're pushing through fairly dry areas, it needs the power to actually keep going.
Yeah, right. What other modic controls is the council doing to help us poor people out here to the suburbs?
Well, the airboat's new, but it's only one of the tools that we have. We have about 40 people working in mosquito control in the Brisbane area. We also use aircraft, helicopters, for doing aerial mosquito control in salt marsh. Most of our staff are actually in four-wheel drive vehicles, and they travel the city looking for areas of ponded water. They then inspect those areas and then treat for any mosquitoes that may be there.
Well, listen, spray the muzzies. Let's see how fast this baby goes.
Here we go, Patty. Look out. Here we go. Here we go.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, look out for the trees, Patty.
Oh, I just like where you're going.
That sounds like great fun.
Oh, we'll slow down again now.
All right.
Were you moving before?
Yeah, just poshing along, looking at the birds and the sun rising over Pinkenba.
And just,
fantastic.
Does it do circle work like the boats in the rapids in New Zealand?
I've been thinking about that, and maybe we can get the New Zealanders interested in renting it off us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye, Spencer.
All right, thanks, Patty. Take her off into the sunset, or the sunrise. Daryl McGinn, Operations Manager for the Council, Mozzie and Pest Services, with our reporter, Patty Beecham.